Hey, all you listeners out there in podcast land. This is Vinny. I'm the Chief Technology Officer of the podcast, How We Manage Stuff. Have you ever thought about what it takes to go from college to career?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we at the podcast, How We Manage Stuff, think about this kind of issue. We think about it a lot. You see, we're a consulting firm that thinks about how technology and people and organizations interact.
That's right.
You got it.
And of all the issues surrounding people in tech and organizations, one of the most important concerns, how a person goes from being a student to becoming a professional to rising into leadership. Isn't that right? Am I not right, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Hey.
Sorry, Anna.
And I'm here, too.
And Jenny. Sorry.
Why don't you introduce us, Vinny, and we'll take it from here.
Okay, sure. Let's see what you can do. Today, we have our junior staff. Rohit, our IT guy.
Hi.
Zach, who handles our databases.
And some other stuff. Hey.
Anna, our intern.
A full-time compensated temporary employee and director of technical education.
And Jenny. Jenny, I don't know your job title.
Well, I don't actually work here.
I asked her to join us today. I thought she would have something to add. Plus, her current job isn't working out, not at all. And I thought that maybe we...
So you're also a personnel director.
No, well, that's not really my skill set. Not really.
I see. Since these staffers, including Jenny, have just made the transition from school to work, we asked them to talk on the subject from student to professional.
And Mr. Vinny?
Yes, Jenny?
Eta Kappa Nu. We're supposed to give an introduction to Eta Kappa Nu, the engineering honors fraternity.
Ah, that's right. Student to professional with the help of Eta Kappa Nu. I will give the stage to you.
Rohit, will you stop? Just stop making that noise.
Well.
It's me, Anna.
Zach, what are you doing?
Throwing a ball against a wall.
Okay. Well, you obviously have a reason for doing that, Zach.
Yup.
Would you mind telling me why?
No.
Zach, just stop it. He's doing it to relax.
Relax? Relax?
Yeah, we're supposed to think of a way to dramatize Eta Kappa Nu.
Right. That's our assignment.
No
right?
ideas. Not one. So, I'm relaxing. I think better when I'm relaxed.
So, mindless repetition of a nearly skillless task is supposed to give you inspiration? What is this? Gaizen?
Zach, could you put the ball down for a moment? Just for a moment. We've got some work to do.
Okay, sure. But not a lot of work. We have to say like three things.
Three things?
Yeah, in this episode. About Eta Kappa Nu.
Okay, what?
Number one, Eta Kappa Nu is an engineering honor society. It was founded in 1904 and has over 200 chapters around the world.
Second? What's second?
Number two, once you are a member, you are always a member. You become part of a whole network of Eta Kappa Nu members, and you can always count on them.
So far, so good. And what is the third point?
Oh, that's about the name.
No, that's stupid.
What's stupid?
No, it isn't. I think it's kind of interesting. It comes from the first, fourth, and last letter of the Greek word for electron.
If you have to explain it, it's just dumb.
Then what's the third thing?
Number three, it's real.
What do you mean?
Eta Kappa Nu is a real organization.
What's so hard about that?
Apparently, a lot of people don't think it is real. They've never heard of it.
Yeah, or they think that it's one of those commercial honors organizations.
You know, they admit everyone so they can sell you stuff.
But you just said it's real.
Yeah.
Why is it hard to make that point?
Because we're not real.
What do you mean? Of course we're real.
No, we're not. We're characters in a podcast. How can we claim that Eta Kappa Nu is real when we are not?
And more to the point, how can we encourage them to join when we can't join ourselves?
Because we're not real.
Exactly.
Can I make a point here?
Please.
First, I think it's wrong to say that we're not real. We may be podcast characters, but we say things, and we have thoughts, and we have feelings.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
We know all about Eta Kappa Nu. We know about their goals, their leadership, their programs.
Okay, even though we're not real.
Yes, in many ways, we're in the best position to explain how Eta Kappa Nu helps students become professional engineers,
become
real leaders.
It's an honors thing.
So?
Well, there's that thing, you know, that thing in engineering.
What thing?
About honors engineering students?
Right. A students become professors, C students become CEOs.
And they hire B students.
So you're saying...
Eta Kappa Nu is just about the A students.
So it's just about creating professors.
Yeah.
That's right.
Give me the ball, Zach.
What?
Give me the ball. If we're going to end this episode successfully, you'll have to give me the ball.
Give it, Zach.
The two of you have a ball team, right?
Cricket. We have a cricket team.
And the guy who throws the pitcher...
The bowler.
Right, the bowler. You know that if anyone shows any skill at throwing...
Bowling.
...they're encouraged to become a bowler.
Yes.
It's a special skill.
Yes.
But just because teams need good bowlers doesn't mean that the bowler is the best player.
Right.
Neither of you are good bowlers, but you're the best players on
your
team.
Well, I've got a pretty good
bowler. Sure, absolutely.
You're both good with strategy.
Okay.
Right.
So isn't that the point?
What? Point.
We need good professors, so we encourage people who are good at studying to become professors. But we
need smart people in other jobs too.
Yes, and Eta Kappa Nu helps identify smart engineers
right.
and get them into the right careers.
Oh.
Got it? That's our point.
You mean that's all?
That's all.
Can we have the ball back?
No. I think I'm going to keep it.
Why?
Wouldn't you like to know?
And I think we need to let our listeners know about today's subject.
Shouldn't Vinny do that?
I think that he left that to us.
Okay, well, we talked about the Engineering Honor Society, Eta Kappa Nu, how it was founded in 1904, and how it invites top students to join.
Real students.
Even though we're characters.
And that its name comes from the Greek word for electron.
Which is electron.
On the podcast, How We Manage Stuff, this is Anna the Intern.
And Rohit from IT.
And Jenny.
And Zach.
Bye-bye.
Not real. I'll teach him. We, the dramatic and electronic podcast characters, think you should subscribe to How We Manage Stuff through iTunes or Facebook or our website, howwemanagestuff.com, or LinkedIn or Tumblr, or wherever fine podcasts are sold. This is episode 18605 and is copyright 2018. By Jaggi LLC, David Allen Greer, producer. All rights reserved.